more relaxing.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Okay. It's quite a bad way of organising it somehow. I say, well,
right. All
empty. Sorry, it's been a big thing, all this planning, people coming around. It's not an easy thing. Right, let's make a quick stick of what we learnt. So last time we spoke about Lech HaMishnah, let's just find where we started from here. So we spoke about the whole idea of Lech HaMishnah. What's the idea of Lech HaMishnah, actually? We said that the reason was because in the Midbar, a double portion fell on Friday. Because of that's a new one. What's happened today?
Zoom as well.
So a double portion fell on Friday. So as a zecher for that, that's what we have. We have a Lech HaMishnah. Every challah we use on place on Shabbos is double. In fact, the Ramos, as far as I remember, that each one has a few meals on Shabbos. Yeah, every meal that you have on Shabbos, one should have a Lech HaMishnah. Every meal that you have. So that's why we have two. We spoke about Shalosh Shulas, how it worked out with Shalosh Shulas. It was a very interesting thing with Daskenim, why you have two Shalosh Shulas. I said, how many years to have two loaves of bread for each of the Sudas that one has on Shabbos? One should use two Shleimim, we said, two complete ones. And we said, even if it's got a split or a crack in the challah, as long as it's a very slight crack, like if you lift up that small part, it will still hold, it wouldn't fall apart, that's called a sholem, that's still called a sholem. And that is the definition of the whole one. Then we spoke about an interesting point over here. So we said in the mice, if a very small bit is missing, the moshe, let's say someone's got a challah or a matzah with a 1/48 that's missing, that's still called a sholem. Many possible holes, that's still called a sholem. But if one's got a whole one properly without any of these chochmas, I might expect to use a whole one mamish rather than relying on anything else. Up to 1/48.
How much is missing?
1/48. That's a sheer challah that a nachtan has to give. So that's a very small amount. That's a sheer that if a person gives that, that's okay.
Yeah.
How big should a Lech HaMishnah be? Well, this is very interesting, my friends. I must tell you, I was at someone's house not so long ago, and I was there. I had Shalosh Shulas. After he had Shalosh Shulas, and he used these tea matzahs, these Rakuzel's tea matzahs for Shalosh Shulas. So I said to him, my friend, I'm not sure, that's not so posh of that, actually. Why? Well, it's two shilas, first of all. What? First shila is what brought Nick on his team answers. That's shila number one. And second of all, is another interesting shila is that the chatchila, one should try and use a matzah to shave a kezias. Now, I want to show you how big a kezias is. I've actually measured it before I came. I don't know, my measure is a bit out, I think. This is roughly the size of an X matzah. Here's a bit, see, here's actually a bit missing. It's from stomach, the 48.
Yeah, 2%?
Yeah. That's less. Less than
much. Less. Less.
I'm saying, this is all right. This is okay. This is missing over here. It's still called a shalom, huh?
It's a full matzah.
The full matzah. You know, it's a bit cracked here.
That's still okay.
It's still it's called a shalom. That is called a shalom, so a shalom mamish, then you should use that. This, I worked it out over here, I must tell you, this works out to be kamat to kazesa. It's about 43 cubic centimeters. 27, yeah, the smaller ship, we'll go with the smaller ship. 27 cubic centimeters. So this is a command. This works, this stims actually with what it says in the saber over here. So this over here is roughly just under two kazetim. Which ideally, when one makes Lech HaMishnah, one should make Lech HaMishnah at least a kazayis. It should be at least a kazayis, the thing you're using. That's the ideal. This, I measured this matzah over here, and I said, I made it just under kazayis. It sounds a bit funny.
Just under kazayis.
I made it slightly under kazayis, just a bit under kazayis. It sounds like something's not right.
Are you sure?
It's stomach kazayis, I would have thought. Yeah. Stomach kazayis.
The other one's two.
It doesn't sound right. It sounds something wrong. Nice, this kazayis. In the bottom of the safer over here, he brings down, which fits in better with what we were learning, actually, that just under half a matzah is a kazayis. So a whole matzah, a whole normal matzah is two kazayis. That fits in. I'm saying the raccoons are a bit smaller.
So you
usually
put the side of your hand.
It's a bit smaller.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's for Pesach. Pesach is a bit more machbe normally. Pesach is a Shabbat deraisa, so we're more machbe. The deraisa for this, you can rely on the Lech HaMishnah, it's a smaller share. The team matzahs are very small. The team matzahs are nowhere near kazayis, yeah? So nice, that's one thing that's not right to your team matzah.
But a ravita.
Ravita's also not one. Ravita's not a kazayis, I don't think. I wouldn't have thought so. So yeah. I lost the zayus. Is it thicker? That's what thick makes a bit different.
Thickness of the matzah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's double the thickness of a matzah?
Yeah.
No?
Is it double?
I have to measure out. I mean, it's really easy to work out, because it's length times breadth times height. It's not hard to work out, so you have to know. Okay, I have to know. But the maxis mazonis, when we talk about over here, we're talking about using sandwich tamotzi. That's a big kasha, actually, my friends. Why is it that these Rakusas tea matzahs are mazonis? I mean, this person was actually making most of these tea matzahs.
It's
Mr. Khairi, it makes a lot of sense. I must tell you the truth, it makes a lot of sense. Why is he going to run matzah?
It's Kaveh Suda and
Tamotzi. If it's Kaveh Suda, you need quite a lot to be Kaveh Suda. But I'm saying, if you have one matzah, we make Tamotzi. You're not Kaveh Suda on one matzah only. We make on one matzah. If you have one of these matzahs, you'll make Tamotzi. So I don't know if it's called Kaveh Suda. It's just over a kazai. It's not a very big shear. And we're making, in such a case there, we're making, Tamotzi. What's the difference? It's a big kashkas, actually. In fact, you'd be surprised to know that the Sephardim actually made mazonos on matzahs.
All year round.
The truth is, they are more right than we are. That's the truth. Why are they more right than we are? Because if you look at the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, when the Mechaber speaks out what distinguishes between bread and mazonos, so we know sweet dough is mazonos, and the flour and water based in flour and water is hamotzi. There's a few criteria. One of the criteria the Mechaber mentions, anything which is hard and crackery, is actually mazonos. That's why we're all cracking mazonos.
So what to do for Pesach?
I'm not covering that. So a matzah really fits into that category. That's true. A matzah really fits into that category of being mazonos. Really, so the strict halacha should be a matzah and mazonos. But, like you say, what do you do on Pesach? On Pesach, I think everyone agrees you make hamotzi on matzahs. Why? Because that becomes your stable diet. That is b'mokum pas. So since on Pesach it becomes the place of bread, on Pesach, everyone wants to make hamotzi. Now, the question is, why is now? So that a Sephardim roll, that's very good for Pesach. So on Pesach, where people are kaveh on matzahs, you make hamotzi. The rest of the year round, it goes back to its normal thing, you make mazonos. That's all very nice. The Ashkenazim hold that since on Pesach, your kaveh suda, it gets into hamotzi, we keep it the whole year round with that. But that only works on matzahs with your kaveh suda on. These tea matzahs, where no one's really kaveh suda on that, it's not normal to be kaveh suda on that. That goes back to the normal halacha of being mazonos.
Going back to his ravita, why don't we make a mozi on it?
Because it's a cracker. Every cracker.
It's like a matzah. It's a matzah.
I'm saying matzah you use on Pesach. Since you fix it on Pesach, fix everything, don't have ravita on Pesach.
Holina.
That's a difference. That's why there's a difference.
You mentioned the cornerless cracker, you said you can still use it as a shlemi.
Yeah, I'm saying up to 48, many possible holes. If the 48th is missing, up to 48th
of the item is 2%.
1/48th. Just 1/2%, about 2%. If 2% of the item is missing, it's still called a shot. You can have a roll with a little bit of some of it's come off, a tiny bit's come off. Up to 2/48th is still called, according to many, still called a shot.
You can't use it.
That is the halacha of that. Then we spoke about, very interesting, then we spoke about.
So you said team matches, you can't make that, don't you?
No, so I said to the person, you can't make...
Because it's not
kazayis. First of all, it's not kazayis. So it's not kazayis, you can also make it. Moshtam's got a small bulka, which is less than kazayis. Now, if I don't have chila, one should use a kazayis. But the possible saying, b'shaas atchad, one hasn't got anything else, one can use even less than a kazayis. One must realize as well, to be yotz as soon as Shabbos would be kazayis. But to make alutin sidoyim, the brocha is only the kabetza. That's double.
Two kazayis.
So you can't make a bracha. Someone's very full, Moshe, for example, when it comes to Shalosh Shulas. He said, look, I can manage a kazayis. Okay, so he can have a kazayis, but he can't make Antis Yisrael when he washes his hands. He washes his hands, but without bracha, without making the bracha Antis Yisrael.
So is
there
a bilkalach on two kazayis?
Yeah.
I
know which ones they are, but the right are most.
The basic major, smaller than not.
That's not very much. A quarter of a slice of bread, is the volume. Quarter of a slice of bread normally is a kazayis. So that half a slice of bread is a kabetza. A roll normally is much thicker. Kazayis is not very much, actually. I must tell you, it's not really very much. But someone can't manage, you can only manage kazayis. It's a basic requirement for shalashus. For any meal that you have is a kazayis. If you want to have that, you can wash a bench. But you can't make the bracha until snow. Then we spoke about challahs which are frozen. Very interesting challahs. I must say, I never understood it was a challah. I never thought it was a challah about this, about frozen challahs. Can you use a frozen challah for Lecha Mishnah? So many poskim hold you can. They say we're saying, I've got a Feinstein, I'm in Chassiyat Tzchachim, it's in Karelitz, that since it's Roy L'Achila, basically it's Roy L'Achila, so therefore you can do it. However, a Vosna, Rosh Shlomo Zalman also is not so clear about this, that the Vosna time is, there has to be a choshba thing that you can eat. And he brings it right, really, some poskim would say on both Lechon. It has to be Roy now, when you now. Make now the Lecha Mishnah, it should be Roy at that time to be able to have both. So he, Rav Vosna, he says, even though he knows about Makilim, he holds really that it should be Roy to eat at the time you make Lecha Mishnah. So many possible lenient, many possible hold that one can do it. There was an interesting shayla about, can you use for Lecha Mishnah a challah which you have to give back? I mean, you can't use it.
Ah, you borrowed.
You borrow from a neighbor. Neighbors, I'll need it back though, let's say, for example. Can you do that?
Yeah.
So the mice, many possible can say you can, even though you have to know, according to this, the mice has to be Roy L'Achila.
Again, that's me,
you borrow the next one, so you go to Shula, you borrow what you call it, someone's car next year. Well, the mice, that's the minik, seems to be that you're allowed to do this. That's a very common minik. What do you say? If you once got not a frozen one, it's better to use not a frozen one. The other side is also interesting, it's wrapped up in plastic. So many times, let's say you buy a fresh colour. The most of Friday night, you want to keep it in the slack, it's worth, I don't know if it's vacuum, it's not vacuum pack, I don't think.
It's sealed in the
back. It's sealed in the back, it's the pressure. Once you open it, it's precious. So the mice of Friday night, you want to make a Lecha Mishnah. And the mice of the Shire is, if you open the bag, you're going to lose some of its freshness.
Yeah.
Can you make it while it's still got, it's while it's still in the bag?
It's not
kosher,
it's better
than chashiv. Oh, so some people tell me, the mice of the Chassar, really, it's not so kosher anymore, it's not. It's not so chosher thing anymore, yeah? It's not so chosher. So he went to me, one thing I saw today, he said it has to be, it's not even a Roy L'Achil in such a case. If a person can't, what do you call it? A person can't see it, they can't eat it yet, it's made it no good. But at the end of the day, they bring from Oichas Rabbeinu, actually, I must say it's a bit Kiddush, actually, what he says. Kiddush Yaakov brings down that Erev Pesach, which was on Shabbos. So a person wanted to have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos morning. You only have one bulka.
Keeps it in the bag.
Yeah, how do you know this? So he's an interesting thing. So he takes his matzah, he puts it in a bag, a nylon bag, or whatever, and he holds it next to the bulka. And he makes Lecha Mishnah.
What's wrong with that?
So you see, even though it's sealed in the bag.
Do need it and have extra people, you finish it, you want it, then you open it.
It's nice. Besides what you said, it's not very common. Besides the whole idea of Lecha Mishnah, is besides you make the brocha, it's a choshba thing. You're having two lechomim. If the mice is, it's in a cover, it's frozen, or the mice is in a sealed bag, it's in a covered bag, and you can't see that. I can understand the swara, that shouldn't be so good. The mice said, looks like many posts can take on that, it's okay, even as a sealed bag, it's okay. He is machmir, shaped like a horse, he says that one should take it out, actually. He says that one should take it out, and one shouldn't keep it around. But the mice, I think the general minig is that people are makel, and they hold that it's okay to, what you call it, to use for Lecha Mishnah, a challah that's still in its sealed bag. Maestro, the challah has to be Roy L'Achil, that's claw though. The mosh, if you've got a challah which has not had challah taken from it, it's also to eat. So in Eretz Yisrael, that challah is mosh also.
Yeah.
There's no eats on Shabbat what to do with that challah. Challah is also L'Achila.
What's
it? Mishnah, no? Is it Moksa, like? Yeah, it's Moksa. Let's say it's on the table already. The maestro can't use it for Lecha Mishnah. Because that bread is not, you can't use it for eating. In chutzlar, that's much easier. Chalas chutzlar is a special kula that a person's allowed to eat. Someone, for example, on Friday night realizes there's a little bit of eating, and they realize that the woman forgot to take her precious challah. So on chutzlar, the flour that comes from chutzlar is not a problem. Bread that's made in chutzlar, what happens is, the loch is that you can mashiach. What you do is you take a piece out of the challah, you put it aside, and then you carry on eating like normal. On Matzah Shabbos, from that piece that you separated, you take away part of it, and you are matrish that as challah. When you make a broch on that, it's actually across the mishayla, right? So it passes you,
that's been sliced by the baker, it's in the bag.
Oh, good question, I'm coming to that, hopefully, yeah? So the Maisa, that also, something you can't eat, and you can't use, but Chalas Chutzal is what you could eat, you've got an inside that you could do. He's asking about a sholing, that's also interesting, Shaila Maisa, what's called sholing? Passes, if it's all cut up in slices, that's nothing. The post can speak about the motion, let's say someone by mistake cut a chal in two halves. There is gavaltz, and I need it for like a mishnah. So there's an eitzim, you take a toothpick and you stick it into the two halves and you join it together, and it's an eitzim. It looks to the outside like it's shulling, Even though you know it's not, that's called shrolim, the Gabbelech Mishnah. But your case over there...
It's in the bag. It's in the bag. It's in the
yeah, because it's been cut. Even when you buy a bread that's from, what do you call it, from a bakery, I mean, it's been all sliced. You can see all the slices are like...
And that's not good, though.
That's no good, that one. That case is no good. It has to be. It's not nickel. It's sliced. Yeah. So when you put a toothpick in between...
When you say a toothpick, you're going to take away seeing it's cut.
What? In two halves?
Yeah.
If you take a challah, you can't have two halves. You've got two halves here. If I put a toothpick inside the white, two inside, and then I stick it together...
Toothpick?
Yeah. Or a fork, and anything you want, you join it together.
Toothpick's better. Well, hold it in your hand, it has to be how it looks, it has to be
it's whole. And if you hold it together, that's nothing, I don't think. It has to be that you've got something which looks like...
No, it might hold it together, but you'll see the split.
First of all, it's a very slight cut.
Probably
your baker. Would you notice it? If you have a toothpick, you have two halves of the colour.
No, it's like a whole one, yeah.
We're talking about sliced colour.
You need two sharp sizes to fit in.
The end of, okay, it's a pointed four. I know, the hand is pointed. The cash are nice. You've got two things which join it together, right? Anything which joins it together. That's one way of doing it. That's number one. Yeah, that's still called a sholim, actually. That's still called a sholim. Interesting halacha also. Someone made a hamotzi. He forgot about Lechem Mishnah. He made a hamotzi. Either he didn't think about Lechem Mishnah, or in the middle of a meal, he started off without Lechem Mishnah, he came in the middle of a meal Lechem Mishnah, he should do Lechem Mishnah then actually. He should have the two loaves together, can't make a lot of broch obviously because it's made a moitzi, but he should put two loaves together and then cut it and give out. Interesting halacha this actually. Looks like Lechem Mishnah is not only Mishnah to make a moitzi, it's need to remember the Zeicher.
I was talking about Shleilus, but you do that on Pesach, I don't know how it works. If it's more than 2% is missing of the matzah, it's not a Shleilus. So what do? We go to the gas, we burn the edges.
I used to do this.
You
made a sholem. You baked it. You baked it.
Still 2% missing.
But you baked it. You now rebaked it.
Oh, because you've
singed. Because you singed it around the sides, like
that
you
makes
baked
it into
sholem. I said, someone told me sholem what you can't do is actually. I must tell you. Actually, I had an interesting shadow watch. I did it with one of my matzahs on Yom Tov actually.
We're short of
shleivus. I'm short of shleivus. I did. I burnt it, and my matzah caught fire.
Yeah.
That's an interesting shayna. Can you put the fire out?
If it's Yom Tov.
Kibbui is not mutzah on Yom Tov. Kibbui is very problematic on Yom Tov. But, I don't know, I didn't put it out, otherwise I lost the whole mutzah actually. Just went out the flames, the whole mutzah.
No way.
Is the idea of making that
shleim
the same
for shleim
samus?
I had to check it out to make a note of it. I think shleim was done on hold. That's not so. I don't know what was wrong with it. Shleim was done in
light. It's a chusah.
Yeah, but why can't you rebake something? I don't know how it works with me. I just asked someone about a certain hechsher.
No, it's a chusah.
So I asked him, he said to me, the hechsher is very good, but it's not about bishlaku. He said to me, the Rav told him, if you put it back in the oven again and rebake it, that's good.
Yeah.
But I said, that sounds very interesting. I mean, my sir, one side is fully baked, the chayyah, then it's hard to rebake again. But here, you're changing the tzura by rebaking. You're making it crusty around that side. So I would understand that you've changed it. You've made it like a new sholin again. But I must check it out. I think Rosh Hashanah Zam doesn't like it. Which is when rebake. Yeah, myself, people do this. People use this.
Do it.
They haven't got a sholin. Okay, so better stop now.
Oh, yeah.
Good to be back.